Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
A listener note. This episode contains adult content and language.
Tristan
has been talking to
Lara for about 3 years.
She always talks about having her dream kiss at a festival, and I want to be that guy.
It's too hard to tell if she's been telling the truth or if she's just been playing you.
Now that I look back on it, I just feel like I missed a lot of things that like should have clicked back then.
I'm worried for Tristan. I mean, this guy is in deep.
He's an emotional mess. Whatever truth may come out of this, I feel like it's going to crush him.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Shulman, and this is Catfish, the podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Tristan and Lara.
All right, you ready?
Here we go.
I don't know why, but I feel like reading this in rhyme. My name is Tristan and I'm 22. I'm a student based out of Kalamazoo. Oh, shit.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
All right. My name is Tristan. And for about 3 years, I've been dating this 20-year-old girl online named Lara. I stumbled upon her profile when I was looking through the Michigan hashtag and was immediately hooked, not only because of her beauty, but also her great personality. She actually lives in a town 40 minutes away called Mendon. I DM'd her, and she immediately responded. I got her number, and we started texting every day. And because she lives close, I would throw in the idea of meeting, but she didn't seem to be interested.
Oh, God. Here we go.
But then, 8 months ago, I got into an accident that nearly took my life.
Oh, shit.
Jeez. As I struggled to bounce back, Lara was there for me almost more than anyone else. Checking up on me daily, making sure I was okay, and just giving me the love and care I needed.
Mm-hmm.
It meant so much to me, and our relationship totally changed because of it. After I bounced back, we made plans for a very special Valentine's Day this past February, but I got stood up. I just don't get it. As much as I love this girl, I can't help but start to feel something is off about her.
Something is.
This girl was there for me in my darkest hour. If she is who she says she is, then she can be the one for me. But if not, then I'm going to be so heartbroken. Please help me out. Tristan. Anytime you have two people who live relatively close to one another and haven't met up for this long, they're probably lying about something.
Like, for sure, something is off.
All right, let's get him on the horn.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
For 3 years, Tristan has been texting with a girl named Lara almost every day. When he almost died in a car accident about 8 months ago, Lara pulled him through in his darkest days. He has fallen hard. but suspects something's off because Lara has never showed up to meet him in person. When she stood him up on Valentine's Day, it was the last straw. He says he'll be heartbroken if Lara is not who she says she is, but he needs to find out. Let's give Tristan a call.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey.
This is Cammy, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
Tristan is kind of a ruggedly handsome guy. Short, dark hair, he's got on a black-gray baseball shirt, and he looks very serious.
What's up, Tristan?
I need your help to meet the love of my life, man.
Whoa, slow down. First of all, I gotta ask, you say you got into a bad accident. What happened?
So 8 months ago, I was at a red light and some guy just like rear-ended me. I had a traumatic brain injury and cervical spine strains. It was hell, man. Like, it was like the lowest part of my life.
Wow. So the fact that it's only 8 months later and you seem to be, are you 100%?
I'm 100%. Like, I'm back in the gym. I'm doing good in school. Everything's looking pretty good.
For wow. You. I'm happy you made it out of that. That sounds
Thank
horrible.
You.
What's the name of the town you live in?
Kalamazoo.
Did you grow up there?
No, I moved to Michigan about 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. So you really met Lara when you kind of moved to Michigan.
Yeah. I'm not really the type of guy that like goes up to random people. So I met her on Twitter through the Michigan hashtag. And I saw her profile and she's really hot and really cute. And she's always going to festivals. She listens to good music. I just had to follow her. You know, it took me a little bit to, you know, get the courage to message her, but eventually I did, and we just started talking.
What did you end up sending as your first DM?
I just said, hey.
Hey? That was your big first line?
Yeah. But it worked. I mean, we started talking. After a couple of weeks, I asked for her number, and we started texting, and I just got to know her better.
What do you know about her? Tell us about her.
She's really sweet. She's funny. Her favorite color is green. She lives with her dad. She works at a restaurant.
Do you know what restaurant she works at?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know where she works. Have you ever just thought about going to see her?
I've offered that, but I feel like she was completely against that idea. Like, I've offered.
Who cares?
Why do you even have to offer?
Just go have dinner at a restaurant one
Pop
night.
Up.
I wouldn't want someone coming into my work, like where I work, uninvited.
Do you friend her on Facebook, or do you guys talk on the phone?
I added her on, like, Instagram, but she won't FaceTime me. And we've talked on the phone max, like, 5 times, very few times, and it's always really short conversations. But after the car accident, she just seemed to, like, really step up and care for me. Like, she'd always check on me. She'd always say, go to your doctor's appointments. You can't miss those. Are you taking your medicine? It's, like, it's hard not to fall for someone when they care for you so much.
Yeah, wow, that is nice.
And then after the accident, I was, you know, feeling a little better. And we made plans for Valentine's. And she bailed on me.
Did she say why? Like, why she couldn't come?
She said her car broke down.
Like, the day of?
Yeah, the day of. And it just, like, it crushed me, dude.
That is messed up, though. So, okay, so where are things now with you and Lara?
Like, she tells me she wants to move to Colorado with me and get a house.
Are you in love with this girl?
I mean, if this is really her and we really meet, I could see myself, like, moving to Colorado with her and, like, marrying her. And I haven't felt this way about anyone.
Wow. All right, well, look. You know as well as we do that something's going on here.
Yeah.
Even if you lived in different countries, there's really no reason you wouldn't have FaceTimed by now.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can figure it out.
I'm nervous for you, Tristan.
Yeah, me too. I'm super nervous, but I just want to get to the bottom of this.
All right, Tristan, we'll see you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, man.
There's an innocence to him. You know, the fact that when we asked, like, what do you know about her? And he was like, her favorite color is green.
That was sweet.
That's super sweet.
My boyfriend wouldn't even say that. He'd be like, she got a fat booty.
We got to get up to the K-Zoo. All right, well, here we are in Kalamazoo.
It's a gorgeous day. Clear blue skies. The houses are all set back behind a ton of trees and green lawns. Kalamazoo is a mixture of old and new, a city that still has a small town feel.
I think this story is interesting because 8 months ago, he got hit by a car. All through that, this girl, like, really...
She was ride or die.
Yeah, but of course couldn't video chat or show up. So obviously there's suspicion on his part. We're here. That's it. All right.
We drive up a long driveway to Tristan's house.
Oh, wow.
A heavyset guy with a beard comes out of the garage. It's not Tristan.
Oh, who's this?
Huh? I don't know. Hey, what's
hey,
up?
Zoom.
I'm Chris. Nice to meet you.
Chris, are you Neither. Related to Tristan?
Yeah, it's my brother.
He, yeah.
Oh, there.
This is Cammy.
Hey.
This
Cammy.
Is Tristan's brother.
Nice to meet
Chris.
You.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah.
A car pulls up and parks. Here he is.
Wow.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Look Thank exactly you so much alike. For coming.
Of
Seriously.
Course.
I'll let you guys get to work. All right, it's good meeting you guys.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Aww. Let's head on in.
Tristan leads us down a long hallway into the living room.
All right. Let's have a seat.
Tristan and I sit on either end of the couch, and Cammy takes a seat across from us with her camera to film the conversation.
So, when you moved up here a couple years ago, it must have been pretty lonely.
Yeah, it was. I'm not the type to just, like, make friends really easily. Like, even in school, I got nervous.
Are you generally nervous?
Yeah.
Okay, so take us on a walk through the relationship with Lara.
After I moved here, that's when I found her profile. She just looked like a really fun person, so I followed her, and it kind of just went from there. Like, we started sharing music. We just started talking about things we like. Like how she likes to go to festivals, and she always talks about having her dream kiss at a festival, and I want to be that guy.
Ooh. But she keeps on coming up with these excuses. You've tried to meet up with her on Valentine's Day, you had this whole romantic day planned, she doesn't show up.
Yep, that was like the worst of the worst, because that was after we got really close, and
yeah.
I really thought she was going to show up, and that's when like I knew I had to do something, and now I'm here with you guys, I mean...
Did talk on the phone.
Yep.
How long did these calls last?
Yeah, like 1 or 2 minutes. They're not long. Like
That's weird.
Yeah.
Has she had the same phone number the whole time?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And her social media has all been the same?
Yeah. I followed her on Instagram and I added her on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But she did not accept my request, which made me a little bit suspicious.
Did you ask her, like, hey, I sent you a Facebook friend request. Why haven't
yeah,
you
she
answered?
She kind of just brushed it off. Like, oh, I'll get to it later. It's just like, I don't know, I feel kind of silly for like believing it for so long. And then now that I look back on it, I just feel like I missed a lot of things that like should have clicked back then.
That's what happens, man.
Yeah.
Do you guys text every day?
Yep.
Do you say like goodnight, love you or?
Sometimes, yeah. Not like every single night, but yeah.
I gotta see this girl.
You wanna see like her Twitter?
Yeah, let's see the Twitter, which is where you started with, right?
Yes.
Is that her?
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, she's
cute.
Really cute.
Hottie with the body.
Yeah. It's a mirror shot in the bathroom. She has long blonde hair. She's got on a shiny purple bikini and a belly button ring.
Now you see like what I'm dealing with.
I mean, you guys are cute.
I'm scrolling through a ton of texts.
This is a good like amount of
this
conversation.
This is a real relationship. But because she won't meet or even video chat,
it's weird. I feel like it could be one of two things. Either she's a complete catfish and she's not who you think that you're talking to. Two, maybe she's just not that devoted to this relationship and she is who she says she is, but she just, you know, not that into you.
Right.
But whoever this person is, I'm still very attached. I still love her. I'm just like at the last straw. Like, if this doesn't work, then...
Yeah, what?
Like, I guess I have to stop talking to her completely.
If she's really in Michigan, this should be easy. I want you guys to meet. It's crazy that you haven't. So let's...
I'm hoping it all goes well, so...
I'm really feeling for this guy. He's obviously been through so much. He's kind of innocent, but he is asking for our help, and I can sense he knows this might not end well.
All right, so look, we're going to actually probably go right now.
Okay.
And find a spot to investigate. And tomorrow, we should have, hopefully, some answers.
All right, man. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Try not to stress too much.
Oh. All right, well, have a good one, man.
See you tomorrow.
So much of the story inherently points to her being a catfish.
Right. Why not meet up with him?
Yeah, but, like, this guy is in deep. He really likes this girl.
But you can tell it's all over his face. If she's not who she says that she is, he is going to be crushed.
Downtown Kalamazoo is a charming place. Two-story brick buildings, shops, and restaurants. We find a cozy-looking coffee spot called the Four Roast Cafe and go inside to set up shop.
All right, let's see what we can find. Let's crack this case. All right. We got Tristan, who's been talking to a girl for about 3 years named Lara.
Mm-hmm.
She lives kind of close. Valentine's Day, big plans. They're supposed to meet up. She just sort of stands him up. And of course, they haven't been able to FaceTime. They've talked on the phone. It was weird, short conversations. So this girl seems like an obvious catfish, but it's a tough one. Can't call it.
Not yet, but I feel like it's not gonna take long.
Here we go. Info on Lara, her phone number.
Okay.
She works at a restaurant called Hank's and interns for an event company. Here's her Twitter, her Instagram, and her Facebook. Let's just go to her Instagram and see what we're looking at here. All right, Lara, what do we got? Comments, anything? Oh yeah, here we go. Guys drooling, you're perfect, a goddess, dime.
There's the bikini shot Tristan showed us, and a lot of headshots. Nothing super provocative, but she's definitely a beautiful girl.
Is anyone else tagged in any of these pictures? No one's tagged.
No, that's weird.
Let's see her Facebook. Okay, Lauren joined 2009. Hold on. Right, sorry for your loss. Thank you. I'm so sorry, Lara. I love you. Oh, this is when her dog died.
There's a super sweet picture of her cheek to cheek with a big brown dog.
Honestly, at first glance, this account feels very legit.
This is looking pretty good.
I know, right? This feels like a very real profile.
Which means something really wrong is happening.
If anyone knows where I can get my windshield fixed, let me know.
Looking for recommendations in Mendon, Michigan.
It looks like she's lives close and everything she says is true. So what is going on? She said looking for a sublease or a 2-bed, 2-bath apartment.
I'm trying to help my friend.
Oh, well, who's
another
Harley?
Friend.
Okay, well, this is a good friend, I guess. All right, let's message her. Doing an app in Kalamazoo.
You're trying to come up with something else that rhymes.
Kalamazoo would love to talk to you. Give me a call. Please try not to
Doll. Do not type that. She's gonna think it's bullshit.
Great.
She's not gonna respond.
Oh, here we go. Love you, Dad. Thank you for showing me what a man should be. Because look, with a dad liked it.
And she has a bunch of pictures with her dad. In sombreros, in balloon hats.
This is Lara's dad, and there's a page and pictures of them together.
I don't understand.
Well, wait. This is what I was suspicious of.
You scared me.
She never accepted his Facebook friend request.
Lord have mercy.
Lara's page and her dad's page are real. Is there a chance Tristan is just not talking to her? Maybe someone made fake accounts of her, made a fake Twitter, and is pretending to be a real girl named Lara. Is that possible?
That just seems like a lot of work. Especially
Whoa.
If somebody...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Neve. Who's this?
Harley,
hey, I'm here in Kalamazoo with Cammie, my co-host.
Hey.
And we're working on an episode that we think involves your friend Lara. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, we aren't really friends anymore, but
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess the main question is Lara, who you're friends with on Facebook, is the real person that you know in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the girl in the pictures on her Facebook page. How do you know her?
We met when I was in high school, and then we were friends after that.
Do you happen to know her Instagram?
Hold on a second. Is this, like, real, or am I being puffed right now?
It's real.
No,
we could
FaceTime
if you want. I'm switching to FaceTime. Hey.
Hey.
Harley puts her hand over her mouth. She's adorable. Totally natural. Half her hair is up in crazy ponytails, and she's got on a Ferris State University sweatshirt.
Okay, hold on.
So cool. Tell me if you have her Instagram.
It's Lara21.
So, okay, and her, and you don't happen to have her on Twitter, do you?
I have her blocked.
Whoa, what happened?
She's just kind of fake, I think. I posted something sad on my Facebook, and she commented, like, really evil stuff. Which is not funny, like,
what?
At all.
Weird.
I was like, you're my friend, you know this, why are you acting like that? And she's like, As far as I'm concerned, you're just a person that I used to party with, so I don't
know.
Whoa. We're not really friends, I
guess. When was that?
Jeez.
Probably like 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh, so not that long ago.
Not that long ago.
Because we're talking to a guy here in Kalamazoo who has been talking to her for like almost 3 years, but they haven't been able to meet. And we just assumed it was because she was a catfish, but you're sounds like you're telling us all those accounts are hers and she's real and her name is Larry.
Yeah.
What's her deal? What does she do this to guys a lot? Does she have a boyfriend that you know of?
Not that I know of. I think that she just doesn't want a relationship, probably. She's not really a relationship type.
Okay. Do you still have her phone number?
Oh, let me check.
Because we have a number for her. I just wanted to make sure it's the same one you have.
It's 269.
Yeah, that's what we have.
Damn, wow. Harley.
And what else can you tell us about her? Like, why wouldn't she meet up with some... He's a good-looking guy.
That makes no sense to me. Unless she's just really not interested and she's just playing with it.
All right, well, look. Thank you. That was very helpful.
Yeah, no problem.
Very.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
What?
Wow.
So wait a second. I mean, that girl could not have been more helpful.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to investigate anything more. We've got confirmation that she is real. She confirmed every social media account, her phone number, and this is all as of only a few months ago.
Yeah.
I was sure there was some weird way that Tristan was getting catfished. And if we believe this girl, which I very much do.
Yeah.
He's not. Lara is real. I'm almost more confused now than I was before when I thought she was a catfish. It's weirder that she's not a catfish.
Not only is it weirder, it makes me even more scared for Tristan.
Right.
Because this just means that he has a 50-50 chance of getting his heart completely shattered.
Right. It's almost worse because then that means she just doesn't like him. Tristan is going to be shook.
Whatever truth may come out of this, I feel like it's gonna crush him.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, day two. Heading over to Tristan's. We gotta go over everything we found yesterday, which is not gonna take long. Basically, hey man, she's real, but something's going on.
I don't know how he's gonna react to the fact that she is real, but she doesn't wanna meet up with him, and there's a reason, but we don't know why.
Whose Mustang that is?
It's pouring rain, and there's an empty space next to the Mustang in the garage. I think I'll take it.
I don't think I've ever parked in a garage on the show. I love
catfish
it.
Catfish first.
Catfish first.
Cammy and I open the door from the garage into the house, and Tristan comes to meet us.
What's up?
Hey, man.
Is that your staying?
Yeah.
That thing is
nice.
Cool.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I just got it.
So we sit down and get into
yes.
it?
Yes.
We all sit around the dining room table. Before I open my computer, I think I should give Tristan a little warning about what's coming.
All right, so look, did some research. I gotta tell you, we're kind of shocked at what we found. I don't know if you will be or not, but we definitely want to
talk our way through it and figure this out, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we looked through her Facebook timeline, and one of the things I think we found was there was an interaction between her and a friend named Harley. So we sent her a message. Then, as we're scrolling through, we got to this post, which is just from August 2017, commented by...
So that's her dad.
That's her dad.
That she lives with.
Ding, ding,
that
ding.
She lives with. And look, his profile picture is even a picture of them together, which is good.
Yeah. Should we message him?
Well, all right, easy, killer.
Maybe just, like, friend request him first and then message him.
You want to send him the old hey message and see how it goes from there?
I might.
This, for us, was sort of a breakthrough. Because if her Facebook page is real, and this is her dad, and he's got a real Facebook page, this girl, Lara, is real. At this point, we thought, okay, wait a second. She's real, her dad's real, her name is Lara. Why wouldn't she accept your friend request? Why haven't you met her? So then we got a phone call back from her friend, Harley, who is no longer friends with her. And we said, Harley, what's up with this girl, Lara? How do you know her? Oh, you know, we went to high school together and we were friends. But a couple months ago, I posted something on my Facebook and Lara commented some really insensitive, like, joke that hurt my feelings. And when I confronted her about it, she seemed to not even care and said something like,
you were just the friend I partied with.
Right. We're not even really friends. You're just someone I used to party with. So then we said, so wait a second. This is Lara and that's her Facebook. And you obviously know her. Is this her Instagram? And we asked her and she said, yes, those are her profiles. We even asked her if she had Lara's number, which she did. And it's the same number you have.
Okay, so that's like really good news.
It's good news. But Harley thinks Lara's kind of a mean person. So that got us thinking, well, if it is her, is she really just messing with you? Is this all just like some long, elaborate game that she's playing to like be evil and lead you on?
Tristan is stunned. He's such a decent guy, he can't wrap his head around what I just said.
Like, who would just act like they care for so long? I don't know, man. I mean, like, at least she's real, I guess, but... like, I don't want to just be, like, someone's doormat and get played with.
If she's real, which it's starting to look like she is, why not meet up with you?
Talks about moving to Colorado with me.
Yeah. So, like, why say all that if you don't mean it?
I mean, she says she loves me back.
Like, right.
This girl lives 30 minutes away. I can understand why it would piss you off. Now you know for a fact that the person that you're talking to about all these loving things and, like, planning a future with is real. But it's too hard to tell if she's been telling the truth about the emotional stuff or if she's just been playing you.
That would, like, be really horrible if she did that for, like, 3 years. Who would just act like they care for so long? Now I just feel like she's just messing with me.
Now Tristan looks like he's really about to cry.
So what do you want to do? We could call her?
Like, I just don't want to be around when the call happens. I just really want to process this. This is a lot. I have a final today.
Definitely focus on your final.
We're going to figure it out. You're going to go to your final and you're going to crush it. We'll get out of here, get yourself collected for the test. We'll see what we can do about meeting up tomorrow and we'll let you know.
Okay, cool.
All right?
All right. Thanks again.
Good luck with the test. All right. Let's call her. See if she picks up. Start there.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hi, Lara. This is Neve from Catfish. We are with Tristan, hoping that we can figure out a way for you guys to meet up finally. So give me a call back when you get this, and hopefully we'll hear from you soon. Thanks. So rather than wait around for her to call us, let's see if we can figure out where she works. She works at that restaurant, right?
Hank's?
If it's only 30 minutes away, oh my God, it's so close. So I think we should go there. Time to do some old-fashioned snooping.
We're on our way to Hank's. It's a dreary, rainy drive. I have no idea what we're going to find out when we get there.
I'm honestly stumped, though. I don't get it.
With Lara?
Is it just that she likes flirting with guys and maybe has a bunch of dudes that she talks to who all think they're going to be her boyfriend? And
sometimes people get caught up in getting attention and being so used to having it that they don't realize that they're taking advantage.
All right, we're 2 minutes away. It's on this street.
That took no time.
Yeah, that was a quick drive.
Is that it?
Hank's.
Hank's on the river. Yeah, this is it. Okay.
Wow. As the name suggests, it's right on the river, surrounded by huge trees with nothing else around. Gorgeous view.
All right, let me run in there quickly. I don't want to get your hair wet.
Fine by me. All right,
we'll be right back. Oh, hey, how you doing?
All right.
My name's Neve. I'm on a TV show.
Okay.
I keep the camera pointing down to the floor so we don't see the guy's face.
I don't know if you've heard of it, called Catfish.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. We're in town. We're doing a story. And I think that the girl we're looking for works here.
What's her name?
Her name is Lara.
Yeah, yeah. She works here.
Is she? No, she's not working now.
No, she's not working.
Oh, okay. Do you know when she will?
I don't usually give out information like that.
Sure, okay. Well, there's a guy who's been talking to her kind of seriously, and we're just trying to help them meet up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why? What's up?
I just thought she was dating someone.
Oh, she has a boyfriend.
I mean, I'm pretty sure
really?
There's a guy that comes in here with her a lot, but I don't know.
All right, well, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I just spoke to that very nice gentleman. She does work here.
Okay.
She's not here right now. He says he thinks she could be in a relationship with a guy who comes into the bar often.
Oh, my God.
But she's telling Tristan, I love you, let's, like, start our lives together. So that's pretty messed up if she is dating someone.
True.
So, look, I mean, at this point, it starts to feel like she is just...
She's playing him.
Playing him. Lara be lying.
I don't know how he's going to react to the fact that she maybe got a boyfriend.
That's gonna be pretty bummed.
We drive into the empty garage. The door immediately opens.
There he is.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
Ugh. We haven't heard anything from Lara.
You guys didn't end up, like, calling her, or...?
Well, so after we left here, we left a message for Lara, but she hadn't responded. So then we went to Hank's.
Oh, okay.
And I spoke to a guy who works there. He said, oh, yeah, Lara works here. And she might actually have a boyfriend. The real question here is, what's going on? Is she in a relationship?
I've been pissed from yesterday. I'm tired of it, man. I'm not going to keep reaching out to her and asking her to hang out.
I get that.
You all right, man?
No, honestly, no, I'm not. Like, I deserve better than this.
I'm
seriously, like, frustrated, and she lied about small stuff. I know she's lying about other stuff, and then you're saying she's talking to other guys, and let's be real, man, I'm getting played, bro. Like, I'm getting played. I just need some, like, I need space, and I just, like, this is a lot. I just don't want to keep doing this. Like, I'm really sorry if I wasted you guys' time. I'm seriously sorry, but I don't, like, I don't want to do this.
If you want us to give you space, we can...
I mean, please.
Tristan looks down. It's obvious he's done. At least for right now.
I don't know that I've ever seen someone so broken as Tristan. He doesn't even want to meet Lara anymore.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've dealt with a situation like this. Plus, she hasn't texted us back yet either. I mean, is this episode gonna end with Lara just ghosting and that's it? Are we not going to meet this girl? I am not prepared to give up. At the very least, why wouldn't she just respond with a text, don't want to meet, this whole thing with Tristan is over, like, leave me alone. Like, she could end it.
It's very frustrating. I don't know how Tristan has been dealing with it for 3 years, because it's been 3 days and I'm already like...
Let's get back to the hotel until we hear something. Oh, whoa, Lara.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Okay, just when we thought we'd come to the end of the line, Lara is calling back.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Sorry about ducking your phone call. I just needed some time.
That's fine. I'm just glad to hear from you.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
If you want to meet me in Three Rivers,
yeah.
If I can send you an address.
All right, great.
See you then.
Okay, thanks, Lara.
Why do I feel like that's not Lara?
What?
I feel like that's not her voice. I don't know what she sounds like, but I feel
you
like...
You don't think that voice matches the girl in the pictures?
No.
She just texted me. We have an actual address. A park in Three Rivers.
I'm suspicious.
I am too. And I'm worried for Tristan. I mean, the guy is frayed.
He's an emotional mess.
He's a mess. He doesn't even want to meet Lara anymore.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever seen someone like this. So I think we can go down there and meet her, see if it's really her, find out what her deal is, and then we can maybe bring her back if we give him the all clear that she's legit.
Makes sense.
This girl's got us running around, man. We're here.
We're back in the area near Hank's Tavern. There's the river and a park. It's still raining, so we make a dash for the gazebo to sit down and stay dry while we wait.
I don't see anybody.
There's someone walking over there. Can you see that person over there?
I think she'd be walking, though.
If she turns left into the park,
no,
then...
No, it's not her.
Turn left.
No.
Turn left.
No.
Ah!
See. Something
oh,
for him?
We got a car coming in hot. Oh. Is that her?
Is that
looks like her.
No.
A black sedan pulls into a parking space. The door opens, and a young woman with long blonde hair gets out.
I think it's her.
Yeah. Wow, I was wrong for once.
She's so cute.
I know.
It's Lara. She's wearing a black parka and jeans and walking quickly towards us. She comes right up and shakes our hands.
Hi. I'm Cammy.
I'm Lara.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Happy to be here.
Don't look like it.
Yeah. I'm just like really nervous.
Lara's kind of half smiling, half crying. She looks really uncomfortable, but she's here.
Well, that's fine. We wanted to meet up with you alone without Tristan because...
In case I didn't come or something.
Right. So why haven't you guys met up?
You're obviously you.
Yeah.
So what's up? Do you have a boyfriend?
No. I just don't even date. It's not anything to do with him. I work a lot. And I know that's like not an excuse because if you want to see someone, you know, you'll make time and whatnot. But like having someone or meeting, you know what I mean? Like a boyfriend. It's not like, oh, I don't like him, so I don't want to see him. Like, I do like him. Like, if anything, my feelings are, like, too much. Like, I don't know. I'm freaked out to meet him.
So you're telling me you don't have a boyfriend. You have genuine feelings for him.
Yeah, I care about him.
And an attraction?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, he told us
that you
guys have talked about things that are more than just friendly.
Yeah.
It's hard to listen to you say you really like him, and yet you've had him very willing and able to make whatever efforts necessary to come meet you or whatever, and like, and that you haven't had that happen.
Yeah.
He's so messed up now, and he just thinks you've been playing with him this whole time and messing with him and leading him on.
Like, this is a whole... And I'm just so nervous about having a boyfriend or whatever you want to call
it.
I don't know. I don't open up to people. Like, talking to him, I'd have to be, like the real me, I guess. Like...
What's wrong with that?
It's a lot. Like, this is a lot for me.
Okay. If that's it, if this whole thing is just because you're nervous to meet him, maybe can we just, like, tear that Band-Aid off?
Yeah, and... I mean, yeah. That's why I'm here, right?
Lara gives us a smile and two thumbs up. She's pretty cute.
I gotta warn you, we came into this situation and said to him, look, man, I hate to break it to you, but if you've been talking to this girl for this long and she lives 30 minutes away and she doesn't want to meet you, like,
she just
not like you. So if you really have feelings for him, he needs to know now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, why don't we go back to Kalamazoo and meet this guy? Is that all right? You want to ride with us?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
I'm so happy you're you.
I mean, this could be great, right?
This could be really great.
Oh, boy.
Let me text Tristan.
Hey, Tristan. She showed up. I think you're going to want to hear what she has to say.
Are you excited?
I'm so nervous.
Right.
I just feel like it's like a make or break, like us meeting and us hanging out. Like, it's either like he likes me and it's going somewhere, or like I just wasn't what he was expecting or wanted. Like, it's just, it's a lot. I'm so scared.
He's gonna be shocked. You guys could be great for each other because you do have similar kind of anxieties.
Almost there.
Don't go so fast. I need a minute.
Girl, you've had 3 years.
We pull up to Tristan's house. I don't know how Tristan's feeling, but it's now or never.
I'm gonna go in there, let him know that he needs to come outside.
Sounds good.
See you in a minute.
I go inside and find Tristan waiting in the living room. He looks a little scared.
How you doing? Collected yourself a little bit?
Definitely.
There is someone here that I want you to meet. So if you're ready, I can introduce you.
Right now?
Whenever you're ready. They're waiting.
I'm ready. I am ready.
Let's go this way.
Okay. Is it, like, actually her?
I take Tristan into the garage. The doors are closed. I'm going for a dramatic reveal.
You tell me.
I press the button, and the doors slowly rise.
Holy shit.
Lara's walking towards us with a big smile on her face.
Hey.
Hey.
Nice to finally meet you.
Lara and Tristan throw their arms around each other in a huge hug.
Aww, all right.
Aww. This is like crazy. This is a lot more awkward.
Yeah, super weird.
I thought it would be.
Oh gosh, I'm so nervous.
I have some questions. Are you dating someone?
No.
Did your car like really break down on Valentine's Day?
Lara sadly shakes her head.
I kind of figured, what was the reason? Like,
I was scared. Like, Valentine's Day was like super couple day, and it's like, I don't know, I kind of felt like it was super official, and I'm just nervous.
When we asked, like, what's been holding you back all this time, you said basically that you're just really nervous about meeting and pursuing a relationship.
I'm sorry it had to come all the way to this. I mean, I'm just like, I'm way out of my comfort zone right now.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I'm just, this
but
is
I
long.
Want this to be official. Like,
yeah.
I can't keep asking you to hang out and you saying, like making up excuses. Like, I can't keep doing that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it.
I want to make sure that you're willing to give the same effort.
I'm ready. I mean, I want you in my life. You're cool. Well, unreal. And I'm glad.
This is a great start. You met. She does like you. Doesn't have a boyfriend. You have today to, like, finally just get over all the mystery and awkwardness. Do you guys want to just go back inside and hang out and
make
a bit
out.
Warmer?
Just
easy. Yeah, go inside and continue this love fest.
Lara follows Tristan inside. This is really happening.
I love love so much. Budding love.
I'm glad we met. I'm sorry I made you wait and made you go through all this.
You just didn't want to FaceTime?
I'm just
Why
scared.
Didn't you just tell me?
I'm shy.
Like, you could have just been like,
because I didn't want you to not like me or think I was weird.
You are weird.
I know. I don't want you to know that, though.
I know, like, you get nervous. I mean, we can work with it. I understand how you get nervous, because I feel that, too. I get nervous a lot. I really do get it.
What are you doing later?
I don't know, just, like, chilling, I guess. I don't really have plans.
In case you wanted to hang out.
I mean, yeah, we can go somewhere.
Tristan and Lara come out of the house. They're smiling, still a little nervous, a little awkward, but together. Amazing.
We're gonna head out, drive around.
I'm so happy this worked out. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet
Thanks
you.
Have fun.
Thanks for
make bad decisions.
Everything.
We will.
Go hang out.
Wait. What's wrong with you? 3 years you've been thinking about this?
Cammy runs up to Tristan and walks him around the car to open the door for Lara.
Thanks, dear.
Bye. Have fun.
And they drive away.
Happy ending. So nice. I really do think I could see them dating.
I do too. I like them together.
So that one turned out well. I really don't know what to think. I mean, I guess Lara was just super nervous. A little too nervous in my opinion, but I have no idea what's up with her. But who knows? I hope it works out. Tristan is such a good guy. And he's been waiting for this for 3 years. Crazy. Laura seems like she wants it too, but we'll just see what happens. It's been 2 months. Let's check in with Tristan.
Oh,
hey.
New hair.
Whoa.
Tristan looks great. His hair is cut super short. He seems different, more relaxed.
Well, yeah, he cleaned up. How are you and how is everything going with Lara?
Yeah, it didn't work out.
What?
Yeah.
No!
What do you mean it didn't work out?
It was great at first. Like, we spent probably that next, like, couple days together, and it just didn't work out, and there's just, like, no trust, and...
There's issues with trust on your part or on her part?
Both.
Maybe she's not the relationship type.
No.
Are you okay?
I'm, like, sad about it, but at the same time, I'll be okay. I mean, I'll be fine. I'm working again, and I'm going to finish school and really just working on myself. Ultimately, like, I'm glad you guys helped me. I'd rather be sad knowing it didn't work out than knowing what if, what could have happened.
I'm sad.
Yeah, me too.
That it didn't work out with you guys, but get out there, enjoy your summer. Good luck with school in the fall. You're a great guy.
Yeah, get out there.
You guys are great people too, so.
All right, buddy. I'll speak to you soon, okay?
Okay. Have
All
a good
right,
one.
Later, Tristan.
Bye, Tristan.
We reached out to Lara a few times, but she didn't respond. Oh, well. I'm happy that Tristan moved on, and I know he's going to be fine. This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app if you want to listen ad-free. You'll also find some links and offers from our sponsors in the episode notes. I'm your host, Neve Schulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design is by Kyle Randall. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our senior producer is Janine Cornelou.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus,
explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.